Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Yards Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Landers. And today, we're doing a game preview, week one, between the Clemson Tigers and the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. So, if you enjoyed this video or subscribe to the podcast, please like, comment, share, and subscribe so you don't miss a single piece of content. Because we put out a ton of content on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, LinkedIn, our podcast, where you can find everywhere, really. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, iHeartRadio, or anywhere you enjoy listening to podcasts, you can find us thanks to the Believe Podcast Network. Let's get into this game here. A historic matchup. I mean, these teams have been playing for quite some time. Their first game being all the way back in 1898. Yes, you heard that, 1898. Currently, in the entire series, Georgia Tech leads 50-34, with two of those being ties. In 10 of the last 12 games, Clemson has had the upper hand, the last loss being in 2014, and the previous one was in 2011. Now, we know Georgia Tech dominated this early on in the rivalry through the 1800s, most of the 1900s. But then once about the 80s hit, that's when Clemson started to really kind of get things rolling. They've been getting some good wins. We all know the high ranks, the national championships, et cetera, et cetera. And really, since about the 2000s, it's been a very much a Clemson-heavy win, with Georgia Tech only getting a few of those in the mid 2000s. So like I said, only two wins for Georgia Tech since 2010. So it's been quite some time coming. Last year was close, a 14-8 victory for the Clemson Tigers. And then previously it was some blowouts, right, with Trevor Lawrence and crew. But let's move on to present day, September the 5th, 2022. The Chick-fil-A kickoff game sold out. September the 5th, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, broadcast worldwide on ESPN at, of course, the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. It is going to be a packed house, a historic rivalry, two historic teams, and a bunch of crazy but fun-loving college football fans excited for some action. Let's talk about this game. First, let's talk about the hometown team with the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets under, of course, we all know, head coach. We all know who he is, Mr. Jeff Collins. Bit of a rough go at it for Collins. Last three seasons finished with a total record of 9-25. So you think that maybe this could be the year they can break out. They can get something going. They've got some good pieces. Let's talk about this offense first. Led by Mr. Jeff Sims. It's going to need a lot to get this team going and get some points up on the board. You have Akron transfer Zach Gibson coming on over to help out if Sims struggles. The O-line last year, not that good, 93rd in the nation. They average about 24 points per game, but they just could not get consistency. That's a big key for this team. Being consistent, they just were not last year. And, of course, we know offensive coordinator Chip Long, he's been scheming ever since the end of last season how to get things going. Offensive line's got to replace three people. You know, it's going to be tough to go at it. Pierce Quick, great name, right, Pierce Quick. Possible good option at starting tackle position coming from Bama. You got Paul Ticcio coming in as a guard potentially, coming from Clemson, so it'll be a nice game for him. RJ Adams coming in over from Kentucky, and also Corey Robinson coming over from Kansas. So you got a few pieces you could try, but it's going to be tough because I mentioned Sims, who has had some good games, some bad games, but you're losing Jahmyr Gibbs, your running back. He went to Alabama. And Jordan Mason as well, you know, he's also gone. You do have Dante Smith, who averaged 5.6 yards per carry last season, and you're bringing on Louisville transfer Hassan Hall, and also Dylan McGuffey from Buffalo. But I just don't know if the offense is there yet, right? I'm not sure if they're ready to ascend to that next tier. And I don't know how it's going to go, man. Malachi Carter, right, he's solid. I feel like they need to utilize him more at the receiving core. Led team last year with 37 catches, close to 500 yards, 489, only two touchdowns. Then you combine him with Kalani Norris, who's a good deep threat, 17 yards per catch last season. And I think that he is going to be someone they can throw to a good bit more this season. So pair those two up. The backfield is going to be a little bit iffy. I think Sims can improve, and we'll see how this team can do, right? Let's flip on over to the defense, talk about them. They were 11th in the ACC in terms of defense, right? And they just could not stop the run to really save them, right? Dead last in the USA, in college football, in terms of pass efficiency. Defense just couldn't get it going for the life of them. Like I said, you lost Quez Jackson. You lost Janua Thomas. They went to the NFL. Best of luck to them. And also Jordan Dominick, he went to Arkansas. Pig Suey and Jared Ivey went to Ole Miss with the Rebels. So the defense, I think, is going to be a real issue for this team. So what do they do? Who do they bring back? Who can really help out this team? You got Inidi Ely, who's a good tackler, middle of the field, in the linebacking core. You have Charlie Thomas. He's coming back last year, led the team with 10 tackles for loss last season. But they need to really get things just going. Like I said, stop the run, stop the pass. Just a lot, right? So the interior line, you got Keon White coming up. He's going to, I think, have a decent season. And he did, like I said, he had an ankle injury last year. I think he'll come back strong. The secondary, you're getting Eric Reed from Auburn and also Kenny Bennett from Maryland. You also bring on Derek Allen and Miles Sims from Michigan, and Sims as well. He's coming on over. So I think that this team, this Georgia Tech team, it's going to struggle again. I just don't see it, guys. I can't see it quite yet. There's some potential. There is some potential with this team, but I just can't see it quite yet. So let's, having said all that, right, let's move on over to one of the more dominant teams in the last 10-plus years. Talking about the Clemson Tigers with, of course, we all know head coach Dabo Swinney. Really good record last year, 10-3. After losing a lot of players, you know, to the NFL over the last few seasons, Trevor Lawrence, ETN as well. Let's talk about this team. And I know it's weird, that, right, they went 10-3. Everyone's like, oh, Clemson had a rough year. They had a bad year. Like, man, 10-3 is great. Georgia Tech would kill for a 10-3 record. But let's talk about this team. Let's talk about some offense. Talk about some defense. Offense, of course, being led by the man who people are still trying to figure out how to pronounce his last name correctly. I'm going to do my best here on the show. If I'm doing it wrong, please put it in the comments, put it out for me in phonetics, right? DJ Uiagalelei. Best of luck, right? Under helm, once again, for quarterback in the high lineage of recent quarterbacks, like Trevor Lawrence and whatnot. DJ, like I said, only completed 56% of his passes last season. 9 scores, 10 picks. He needs to have a bounce back year, man. There is potential with this young man. There really is. I think that he just had a rough year and that he can really get a better season this year. I think so, personally. But you are losing some players. You have lost Justin Ross. He went to the NFL. But you are bringing back some really good players. Joseph Nagata. And also Bo Collins, just to name a few, who were helping out at the receiving core. Rushing game, not too bad last year. It worked pretty well. Really good late in the year as well. Finished the year, like I said, 4.5 yards of carry at about 168 yards per game. And you're getting back Will Shipley and Kobe Pace, who combined for close to 1,400 yards and 17 touchdowns. And let's not forget that DJ can get it done with his legs as well. Offensive line, really good in pass protection, not too shabby for the run game as well. So I think the offensive line is going to have a big advantage here. Will Putnam is a vet. He knows what he's doing. Jordan McFadden as well. He's going to be one of the top left tackles in the ACC, and it's going to be a really strong offensive line. Flip it on over to the defense, right? They finished eighth in the nation overall, first in the ACC, second in the nation in terms of scoring defense. Tremendous pass rush, and they didn't allow more than 27 points. And that was with a lot of people being hurt too, right? And if this team stays healthy, this D-line could be the best in college football. No bones about it, right? You got Brian Breece. He's staying in, right? You got hope he could be healthy. He's got just tremendous speed, quickness, and could really get it going this year. Miles Murphy, great pass rusher. Tyler Davis, right? He's a run stopper. Xavier Thomas, all ACC talent, baby. There's depth in them too. Even if they go down, they've got great talent. James Skowski, he's gone. And also Baylen Specter, they have went to the NFL. They are moving on. But I think with guys like, you know, even though you have lost Mario Gilrich and Andrew Booth as well at the NFL in the corner positions, you are having Sheridan Jones and Nate Wiggins to get things rolling. So overall, looking at this game, final preview, final score for this one, I'm going to go with the Clemson Tigers pulling out another win, extending their win streak, right? They haven't lost since 25th. Last time they lost, November 15th, 2014, they're still winning. They're winning this one, man. They're winning this one big. I got the Clemson Tigers 35, the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. I'm gonna be generous, give them 17. Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online. So high scoring game. I think that Clemson pulls out the win in this one. But please put a comment. Who do you think will win? What will be the final score? We would love to discuss it in the comments. Like I said, I've been your host today, Logan Lynch. Have a great day, everyone, and we will talk to you again on another live episode of 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. See you soon.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.